from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
With regard to the 49ers and Ayuk, be careful what you wish for. I'm a Packer fan, and when we had Davante Adams, they threw the ball to him all the time, so much so that everybody on the other team in big games knew it. And, you know, it cost us a couple chances to get past you guys. And I think Shanahan's offense, just like LaFleur's this year with Devontae gone, spreads the ball around, makes it much easier to find the open man when you're not focused on just one.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And I think that's Kyle Shanahan's MO. Many weapons as possible. I think his offense is all about diversity. I don't think his idea, hey, you can have any receiver, I'll take Justin Jefferson. Believe it or not, I think he may, the way he looks at it, I'm not saying he thinks he stinks or anything like that, but when you have Justin Jefferson, you better get him the ball. And he better be a focus.
Did you watch the receiver doc?
No.
On Netflix? Okay,
no.
Well, they chronicled Justin Jefferson. When I watched him, I didn't, obviously, he has this like alter ego when he goes out there and stuff like that, and he's very flamboyant. He's got a dance and all that. So he's got the gritty. He's got all this sort of stuff. But that's a lot of just showmanship stuff. Like, I didn't get the feeling that he was this huge, like, major, like, disgruntled diva all the time. Win at the highest level.
He
was very frustrated with his injuries last year.
Yeah, I didn't, believe it or not, I did not mean attitude, demeanor, diva part of it. I mean, like, just in a crazy kind of way, I think Kyle Shanahan wants to design a play, and every single time he designs a play, thinks, well, 25%, I'll go to my receiver, 25 to my running back, 25 to my tight end, and then 25 to D. Like,
he's that calculated with everything?
I just think he would rather have a team like the Niners than a team where there was, and I get it's McCaffrey. I don't know. I just think that he looks at a number one go-to option, not as bad, but in some way it limits you because you know you got to go in that direction a certain amount of times, and the defense is probably going to know that too. I'm not saying he'd kick Justin Jefferson to the curb. But I wonder if he would.
What you're saying is, like, I feel like he's getting too cute here. Gets a little too cute.
No, my question is this. Let's just say hypothetically, 49ers had the same team, and instead of Ayuk, they had Jefferson.
Yes, they're better.
But does Jefferson catch 110 balls here as opposed to Ayuk catching 75?
If Kyle Shanahan didn't at least slightly adjust his offense to feature Justin Jefferson more, then there is a problem.
And maybe
now, Right now, Brandon Ayuk is not on his level. That's okay. I'm not saying he's a bad player. He was second team All-Pro last year. But when you have a chance to get the best players, you go after them. That is why when they had an opportunity to get Tom Brady and didn't after the Super Bowl loss the first time, Jimmy Garoppolo, I think that he's never going to live that down. I don't know if he ever wins a Super Bowl. I do know that they made the trade for Tom Brady, or it wasn't a trade at that point. He just signed Tom Brady and traded away Jimmy Garoppolo. You would have had a Super Bowl by now.
Maybe.
But part of that is tailoring an offense to Tom's skill set and having to have a little give and take. And I don't know if Kyle is willing to let quarterbacks have that much say within his offense and dictate certain things. Brock Purdy, all he has known is Kyle Shanahan, so he's going to do whatever the hell he tells him to. And right now, Kyle Shanahan is going to get potentially Brock Purdy paid, according to Bill Barnwell. We can get to that article a little bit later from ESPN. What he's saying is maybe $325 million. So I'm sure Brock Purdy loves him some Kyle Shanahan. He'll do whatever he tells him to do. But guys that have already been established, guys like a Tom Brady, he's going to come in with his own ego and say, you know what? Yeah, I think we should do this instead. I think we should make this a more of a focal point. I think if I'm bringing in a Rob Gronkowski here, I think we're going to do two tight end sets more and more with George Kittle, with Rob Gronkowski. We're going to do a lot more stuff that maybe Josh McDaniels implants a little bit. Maybe we'll. And how does that make Kyle Shanahan feel? Well, maybe it doesn't make him feel all that good. Maybe he wants to be the guy. I think that's how a lot of the 49ers fans feel personally.
From the 925, this is kind of what I'm getting. I'm sorry, from the 415, this is kind of what I get into. He just says, you become predictable. That's exactly the word that I was looking for. And I think the one thing Kyle Shanahan never wants to be is predictable. And you might say, well, what about McCaffrey? And see, this is what I would say. Okay, when they had Mostert and when they had running backs who were leading the team in rushing, five different ones for five different years, none of them were great at catching the ball out of the backfield. So when he got McCaffrey, he looked at McCaffrey as, well, now I not only have Mostert, a 1,000-yard rusher, but I also have a guy who can catch out of the backfield. This is great. Now I got a player who can run and catch. Okay. Then he's got Ayuk. Then he's got Debo. Then he's got Kittle. I just think he loves that idea as opposed to Raheem Mostert, obviously, who is going to run the football. And when you give it to him, he's going to run it. He's not going to catch it out of the backfield. I just think there's something.
Of course, you want versatility. Yeah, yes.
But he really, really wants it. Like, that's, I think, part of his hallmark. That's what he wants to build a roster like. And if it means we take a little less of a quarterback, you know what I mean? If it means our quarterback isn't going to be Justin Herbert, then I'd rather have it that way with three or four weapons. Now, he might not have a choice in a year.
I was going to say, he's going to have to start paying him like he's Justin Herbert, though. Like, that's another thing in all this. You're going to have to give up some sacrifices. And if you pay Brock Purdy that much money next year, you're going to have to do some cost cutting, and you're going to have to get guys that are going to be a little bit more predictable, to your point. They're not going to have, maybe you're not going to have the versatility or the plethora of players at the receiver position when it comes to Debo, Ayuk, and Kittle. Maybe you have to do cost cutting and only get to keep one of those guys. And that's going to start being, when push comes to shove, on how good Brock Purdy is when he doesn't have all these weapons around him. I think a lot of 49ers fans, and maybe less so Niner fans, but more so, you know, the public and the outside media are willing to see, is like, hey, how good is this guy? Because we just saw Patrick Mahomes. And again, it's unfair. I'm not trying to compare him to Patrick Mahomes. I'm just using him as the standard, the gold standard. He just took the Chiefs to the Super Bowl and beat the best NFC team in the 49ers, and the best team all season, quite frankly, in the 49ers. And his best weapon was a 35-year-old Travis Kelce. Hall of Famer, but he didn't have any receivers. He had Marquez Valdes-Scantling, who was dropping the ball half the time. Yeah, he had Rashee Rice, who was a rookie, who was good, but he's a rookie. And now Rashee Rice has all those other problems, and that's in the conversation for another day. But that was the year you needed to beat the Chiefs or the Niners. That was the year. That was the offense. And now they got Xavier Worthy, first-round pick out of Texas, who's basically the new Tyreek Hill, they hope. And then they got Marquise Hollywood Brown, who is a PPR machine.
I'll put it this way. This is one of the reasons, and I get it. Brock, like, Brock Purdy is better than Jimmy Garoppolo. Okay.
Yes. Let's I will agree on that.
Acknowledge that. But I also think one of the reasons that not only is one of the reasons he's better than Garoppolo, but what Shanahan likes infinitely more out of Purdy than Garoppolo is Purdy's more diverse. Like Purdy makes more plays with his feet. Not too many plays with his feet, because I don't think Kyle likes that either. Kyle needs like that perfect balance of, you only run when you're in a little bit of trouble, and when you do run, I'm going to need you to always get a first down. You know what I mean? And never fumble. And so like one of the reasons Purdy is way more up his alley is because Purdy doesn't just drop back and throw. He can drop back and throw. Well, he can throw the short ball pretty well. He can throw the intermediate ball better than Garoppolo. And, okay, we'll see how he throws bombs, in a year or two. But he can make plays with his feet. And I just feel like he wants guys like, look at Deebo Samuel, rushes and catches. McCaffrey, rushes and catches. Purdy can throw and can make some plays with his feet. I just think those guys, that's kind of what he wants, those kind of players.
Well, it's funny you say that, specifically with the quarterback, because I feel like the guy he's been linked to all along with quarterbacks has been Kirk Cousins, who's not known for his legs. He's very robotic in how he does stuff. Now, I do think, to your point, the Purdy improvisation skills, I didn't know he had that in his bag. I don't even know if Kyle Shanahan did. Now, he did some at Iowa State, but it's a different speed at the NFL level.
Right.
And it just feels like he is always just a step, not that he's Lamar Jackson, but he is a step ahead. Just a slight step, and that goes back to the brain. That goes back to the brain and just seeing the field the way he does. He's a step ahead of these DBs sometimes, these linebackers. It just feels like every time he just gets away from them. And to your point, that was a massive part. And you saw that when he took over in that game against the Dolphins, his very first game, just taking over. Like, how many times did he run for a first down and scrambled? And now that's part because of the defense game plan for Jimmy Garoppolo, who wasn't very mobile and stuff like that. But also, that's just Purdy, man.
Right.
And that's another thing in all this is, what's Purdy's next big jump? Is it being more discerning and running it even more? Because Shanahan alluded to that in his presser there. He's like, hey, if he wants to run even more, they're fine with that. And stuff like he bulked up this year. He said he added a few pounds, so he's getting stronger. Now his frame is still like, what is he, 6'1", 6 foot? Like, he's not the tallest guy in there. He's thick, but he's not very tall. I would still like to keep my guy. I'm paying $325 million. I would like to keep him protected, and I would not like to see him taking warranted punishment, if you will. But if he's going to be getting away from all these guys constantly, use your legs more. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's interesting. It's interesting. And Kyle Shanahan, obviously, this year, he and John Lynch, they got to figure out. I think they're, what do you think's going on with Ayuk? What do you think's going to happen? Let me just throw that out there.
I think he plays this year and then he's gone.
So he's playing for $14 million.
Yeah.
And they won't franchise him.
No.
I think
what's going to happen is they are going to restructure or extend, however you want to phrase it, get a new contract for Trent Williams, give him more guaranteed money, and they're going to let Ayuk play out, and then he's going to go, and then there's going to be some decisions next year for skill position players. But I do believe Ricky Pearsall was drafted to be a replacement for him.
Yeah. For him or for one of them?
For him. I don't think they were ever – I think people called in about Deebo. I don't think they were ever seriously going to move on from Deebo.
Yeah.
And from what I've heard from training camp is Deebo is looking like a monster in training camp.
And I wonder if, I'm not saying he's not looking like a monster, but I wonder if he looks like more of a monster because Ayuk's not there.
That is a good point. but that's the thing.
Right.
Hey, look at me now. And I do think Deebo has a lot to prove this season. I do think he played well last year, but the thing for Deebo is always going to be health for me.
Right.
And that's why I do think 49ers fans were thinking about it like, hey, if I'm banking on the future of both these guys, wouldn't I rather have Brandon Ayuk on this team? Now, I think the upside goes to Deebo Samuel. What he does, you just can't quantify. Like, he took the soul out of the Philadelphia Eagles, Steiny. He talked that talk leading up to the game, and then he walked the walk, and he snatched the souls of Philadelphia a la Shang Tsung in Mortal Kombat.
Oh.
Do you get that reference? You used to play Mortal Kombat.
Of course. Of course. Come on, Mortal Kombat with a K.
There you go. He knows it, baby.
Who's Shang Fui?
Shang Tsung.
Oh, Shang Tsung.
Your soul is mine.
Well, who is he?
Well, he's the villain.
Oh.
And the movie. You ever see the movie?
No.
Johnny Cage, Liu Kang,
animated.
Raiden. No, please. Live action.
It's animated.
No, the game is. There's a live action movie.
There was two.
888-957-9570. Your favorite Mortal Kombat character to play with.
Wasn't that a video game?
Yes.
So it's a video game?
But
it's
then
a movie?
They made a movie based off the video game.
No, I don't like that. I just don't like that. Is it a game or is it a movie?
If Debo Samuel, I said Shang Tsung, but Debo would be more like Jax. The guy with like the robot arms. That's kind of who he is.
Same Mortal Kombat?
Yes.
I got you. Well, who would he be on Game of Thrones? Yeah, I haven't seen that either.
He's not the Mountain, because that'd be more like Trent Williams.
Viper?
How about my Game of Thrones reference the other day? You got it.
Which one?
We have a security door here that's tough to get into, and if it shuts, you got to wait. So you always want somebody to hold the door.
Oh, I did get that.
Hold the door, and then that turns into Hodor, right?
Spoiler alert, but yes.
Yeah.
It's all right. The show just tanked after that whole episode anyway.
Oh, really?
It's horrible. Did you watch last season?
No, I didn't watch it.
You didn't miss much.
Never seen it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.